America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, 24th day of August. Listen, again, just really quick, want to thank you all for letting us be a part of your Saturday mornings. This happened last year. Our Saturdays are going to go away for college football. We will still be with you on Sunday mornings. We'll be here tomorrow. Actually, we won't be here tomorrow. We'll be out at Chateau Alain tomorrow.
Yeah, we will.
For the Jim Ellis Golf Tournament. But we will still be with you on Sunday mornings. Mr. Crenshaw and Chris Parker will be with you on Friday nights for the most anticipated high school scoreboard football show, period, in the tri-state area.
In the tri-state area.
In the tri-state area. In the Great Lakes region.
Great Lakes
region. That's what I want to be. I want a new title. I want to be president of the Great Lakes.
Really?
You think that's...
There's Lake Oconee, there's Lake
Altoona. No, I ain't talking about Georgia.
Lake Lanier.
I'm talking about the Great Lakes.
I'm talking about the lakes.
I want to be...
The greatest lakes we got.
I want to be president of all the states connected to the Great Lakes.
Well, them the greatest lakes we got. We had greater lakes, we get, you know, we give you something else.
Just,
we got Lake Hartwell. We got, you know, that's up there on the state line.
You going to make some fun of them lakes down there by where Larisha comes from?
Yeah.
And them
some swamps down there.
See, there you go.
The lake they got down there is called the Okefenokee.
You're going to get a call. I'm just saying, you're going to get a call in a minute. Noel, good morning again. And we wonder what is going on in your mind.
Sam sounds like Chuck talking about Galveston, Texas. Talking about the beaches in Galveston, Texas.
Yeah.
Had Tina Knowles after him.
By the way, for everybody, the funniest line happened during the break. When you have to tell everybody what you said and what you noticed. Central Gwinnett?
Had homecoming last night.
Homecoming.
Who that had a homecoming insane. Last night?
Central Gwinnett. Had homecoming in August.
So you told this, and Noel came up with, how they going to have, well, you go ahead and say it.
I'm just trying to figure out, they didn't even have a homework good. How we get the homecoming? We ain't wrote a paper. We barely know what homeroom at.
We ain't had a pop quiz. We having homecoming.
Did we vote for King and Queen? Did we email it? Did we tweet our vote?
Oh, dear.
Did we have a social media campaign?
They won the game, right? They won the game. 27-0. They won the game. They beat Metal Creek. So shout out to the folk out there. The folks out there at Knights Castle.
They ain't even got homework yet, but they got homecoming.
It was
the way she said it earlier. It was really funny.
I mean, when I think homecoming, I think nice sweater, a jacket, you know, them full-length leather John Shaft coats. You know,
I can
look nip in the air.
Yeah.
I would only imagine that there's going to be something happening that the school had to have it early this year.
Has to be.
But remember we talked about some things happening because folks were going to be leaving to go to the Olympics, so they had to do stuff a little earlier.
I got
to
check their schedule. Maybe most of them, they're playing renovations games away going during on. That time or something. I don't know, but they had homecoming last night. In August.
You said it with such contempt, too.
No, I never was in contempt. Just
Noel, come on, jump in here. What's going on with you?
She over there just laughing.
We are going to head to Gateway Center Arena where every night is homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Dream lost last night. A little bit of a heartbreaker. They lost by two. They was a little out of sorts, a little sluggish. But what I want to talk about is that these last three, four games have shown me that the Dream have a new attitude.
Yeah.
They look like a completely different team. And a lot of that is just due to them being healthy. Like, we're finally seeing the lineup that Dan Panover, who we'll talk to next hour at 8:20, and Tanisha Wright put together to start the season with. We didn't get to start the season with this entire lineup, but Jordan Canada's hand is ready to roll. Ryan Howard's ankle is unrolled. Alicia Gray got some rest during the All-Star break after she won all the money. Nas Hillman is coming into herself. And Tina Charles is Tina Charles. I mean, yeah. We talked about that earlier. Miss second all-time leading scorer in the NBA, future Hall of Famer, probably. And ain't no probably. First ballot Hall of Famer, WNBA champion. I mean, Tina Charles
who's
is Tina Charles.
Who's going to introduce her in Springfield?
I'm thinking Gino. I'm thinking either Gino or Renee.
Yeah. I'm thinking Gino Auriemma.
That's what I'm thinking.
It's one of his prize products. Think of the prize products that he has produced that have gone into this league. When you think about it, you know, she and Taurasi were there on the floor together. That's both UConn.
Stewie.
And so it's amazing. Yep.
We do this in the pros. Let me do it in college. The best of the Pat Summit Tennessee teams against the best of Geno's UConn teams. Who wins?
Wow.
That's a good question.
We do it with the pros, the Lakers and the Celtics. That's a push because in the earlier years of the WNBA, it was the Tennessee players.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was about to say Tennessee got Kansas.
And then eventually it became more the UConn players. So I mean, you're talking players that we've seen in the earlier days of this league compared to like now. Went forward.
I still ask you, know. You. And was the one? I'm leaving somebody off of that. And we can feel how we feel about Miss LSU when she was at Baylor and Kate Mulkey and her and who's the other one? Muffin McGrath or whatever. She the ones in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but I
think those two programs though.
Oh yeah, absolutely. They've been the flagship, but now you know Don Staley's about to rearrange all that.
Well, listen,
we'll give him a minute in time. But
if you had to pick, who would you pick of those two programs putting their best five out there? All time, who wins?
I'm probably going UConn.
I'll probably go Tennessee.
See, that's a battle right there. That's what makes it a battle.
Who are you naming? Who are you naming on UConn?
Ooh.
And if I'm stepping on your time right now, think about it, and we'll come back. We'll do this during casting call. I'll let you have it.
UConn's easy. You got Tina Charles. You got Taurasi. You got Sue Bird. You got Maya Moore. And you got Stewart. That's your five.
Maya Moore. Yeah.
And we're leaving out Rebecca Lobo.
I was about to say, we just picking names out of a hat, to be honest.
Is it just the names or the positions?
No, I mean.
Talk about the position. No, let's go to the positions as opposed to the names, because they got to play a position. And just like what we just saw in France, you left some guys off there. There's all the arguments can be made about so-and-so, you know, playing or playing more, and we didn't see much Anthony. Come on, help me.
Who
I'm drawing a blank
here. Taurasi?
No. We didn't see much of Jason Tatum. We didn't see
Tatum.
Much of these guys. Who were all-time greats. I'm saying there's going to be some ladies left off maybe of your list because you need to get a few more forwards or you need to get some guards.
Or you need to go back and look and just remember who all of them were. But, I mean, that's you know.
Tell you what. I jumped on Noel's segment here.
Right.
You guys think about this, and during casting call coming up next hour, I'll give you this time again, and then you come up with your five, you come up with your five, and we'll see. We'll see what you guys can listen to a little barbershop argument here. Okay. Actually, we should call the guys over at Off the Hook right now and say, get Maurice ready, Carl. But go ahead, Noel.
No, I just wanted to spend this time to show heading into the State Farm game against the Indiana Fever, who are ahead of the Dream in the standings right now. The Dream sit one game outside of the eighth spot. They are trying.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
To get ahead of the Chicago Sky and the Fever, which is another reason why that loss hurt a little bit last night. They're in the big building Monday night. They are hoping to get a win from Indiana. And this squad, this starting lineup, looks like the team that can do it.
Yeah, we want to do that. Can I chat with you about something, though, that happened this week that had some people with their mouth stuck out?
Yeah.
The UConn players, the game at the Boston Garden that wasn't televised.
Oh, yeah.
And we talk about,
what happened?
You know,
some,
yeah,
some,
DJ
some,
Nate Carrington like, was beating the table on that.
Well, like a missed opportunity. When we talk about a lot of stuff that is new for this league and things, and you see things that, you know, even adjustments that are being made here to accommodate this game in a bigger building. Well, they had a game. It's the first time they had first time they played a WNBA game in Boston, because you got the team in Connecticut. Mm-hmm. You know, this really would be kind of for that market. And so they actually played at the Garden. And big crowd.
Sold it out.
And the game was only available on the WNBA package or on, like,
on Twitter,
Twitter or something.
Yeah.
This is all going to get rectified at the end of the season.
You know,
they got the new contract coming up. And, yeah, but that was probably something
and
to make
I think that's some of it, because they announced this game, I want to say, in December. So
yeah. They had plenty of time.
All I'm saying is we don't know, like, what contract they already put in place in mm-hmm. December to where they couldn't adjust it to. Because, like we're saying, like, a lot of this is new development and a lot of moving pieces. They may have been locked into whatever that was. Unfortunately, but like Greg said, next season will look. I think next season will look completely different.
Well,
we won't have so many games starting at the same exact time to where we can actually have a doubleheader and watch three games a day. We won't have so many games untelevised. It should look different next season.
It'll look different. The whole league and what they do, from whether or not they're playing here or they're playing at State Farm or Boston Garden or the Staples Center, whatever they're calling it now. The logistics of having a game like that being played in those venues, the stuff on the periphery will be now included in that. So, like, that Boston game wasn't televised. Going into a season, whoever covers these games are going to know we got to have a crew ready for this one or that one. Like, I don't know, was that the situation when Caitlin came and they played State Farm earlier this year? And
well, that was a Friday night. I think that game's on ION anyway.
I do about to say, I think that was a little easier because we're more talking about changing venues than who's going to show it, because that game was already set to play on ION no matter where it was. So I think it was just whatever deal they had with the television, they didn't have that one set for whatever reason.
And we saw that early in the season, though, where they had the preseason game with Chicago, and people wanted to see Angel Reese, and somebody held up a cell phone or something.
And the views were insane.
Yeah. You know,
they got over half a million. It was insane.
Just totally unprepared. And so you figure in the course of the season, you know, you make adjustments. You talk about when you're playing the game, you make adjustments at halftime and things like that. Seemed like somebody would have found some kind of way, some mechanism, some platform to put a WNBA game from Boston, from the TD Garden, on TV for people to see it. That's all I'm saying. So, you know, it's growing pains, I guess you would call it that. But these are opportunities that are presented themselves in the course of the season. We got a big opportunity here in Atlanta Monday night, and we're going to hear it here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Well, you know, you say it. It must be true. That's the other one. Hang on a
second. Hey, there we go.
I got stuff all over the place here. Dream, Indiana tip-off at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got.
Yeah.
Literally, that's it. No pregame, no nothing. Yeah, we got it for you Monday night here, the Dream versus Indiana tip-off again at 7:30. You know what I've been wanting to ask, Noel? And if you guys talked about this while I was gone, I will understand. But I have not had a chance to ask Noel because she was one of the people, as we approached the Olympics, that was looking forward to this. And now it ain't coming back. One and done with breakdancing.
Good.
Okay. Well, we've heard from Sam. What do you think? Because that was said. I was curious what you thought of it when you watched it, because we haven't talked about it because I was gone those 2 weeks. When you watched it, what did you think? And now that it's not coming back, what are your thoughts?
I mostly enjoyed it, except for the Australia fiasco. I think people are trying to use that as an indictment to kill breaking. But breaking was never coming to L.A. Apparently, each country gets to choose a special event they want, and L.A. chose flag football. Paris chose breaking, so that's why breaking was in Paris. It could make a return in 2023. It's not completely dead. L.A. just chose flag football instead of breaking.
It just seemed like it was kind of crazy for that to happen in Paris and not happen in the place it was invented.
Well, we seem not to want it. L.A. said, we don't even want it. So, yeah. And that's what I mean by we as a culture in America have kind of removed from breaking. So all the countries that I thought would win won a medal, whether it was on the male or female side. Korea, Canada, I mean, not Canada, even though they did win a medal. Korea, China, Japan, I think France won a medal. So all the countries that I thought would win a medal won a medal because that's who's in the breaking culture right now.
Right. Okay.
Like, I didn't even know there was a breaking committee and competitions and all the stuff that they go through.
I missed that memo, too.
Exactly. So, because we're far removed from it. So.
What'd you think about Dre and his attempt trying to get to the next Olympics? You're about this?
Oh, archery?
Yeah.
Hey, go for it. Why not? Go for it. Go for it. You got 4 years. You can hire the best trainers you can afford, so go for it.
My thing is, we know who's famous now, but who's going to be on the tip 4 years from now that they'll want to use? Like, there'll be a lot of people that may say Snoop might be played out and just tired by then in his act that we saw in Paris and a few other people. I'm thinking, who did they not have in Paris that you'd like to see is coming up that's going to be a part of the L.A. Olympics? As far as the stuff on the periphery, you know, that NBC will use like they use Snoop and Martha Stewart and all of them. So that's what you got to ask yourself, because 4 years from now, maybe a whole another group of folks that are just.
You know who's trying to become that guy?
Who's that?
I've noticed Juvenile.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, like Juvenile. And he beats the table for things that he sees as popular, and he actually achieves them, and then his profile grows higher. Like, he beat at the table for Tiny Desk. He got a Tiny Desk, and everybody was like, oh, I forgot about Juvenile. He beat the desk for Essence Fest. Got the Essence Fest. It was like, I forgot about Juvenile. So he's one of those rappers that's trying to become that guy. That personality, personability guy.
Okay. All okay.
Right. So I can see him at the Olympics. You like to run track, huh?
As we move into the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to Dan Panover. A little bit more information and just knowledge, everything we need to know about what's going on with the Atlanta Dream. He's going to join us. We got a casting call. We're going to get to the bottom of this Tennessee versus UConn all-time great matchup. And I got one that I came up with last week having to do with some folks that are in the news, kind of in show business. So I'll let you give me your opinion on that, because I've been sitting on this for a couple weeks. And then Dustin Long and Myles Garrett will be joining us in the 9 o'clock hour. It is Sam and Greg on the last Saturday for a while, but we'll be with you tomorrow. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.